We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy, Tara.
Now, as we know, this whole Trump border security thing, this is just is hysteria. And it comes from his toxic masculinity. It's a vanity project.
Yeah, he hasn't shaved that yet, has he?
No, he has not shaved off his toxic masculinity. And it's a vanity project. And it's because we all know we don't really need border security.
Because walls don't work.
Because walls don't work anyway.
No.
But wait, maybe they do. Democrat Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, the second leadership in the House now, because the Democrats control the House, admitted walls work. Did you hear this?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I loved it.
House Democrat Majority Leader Steny Hoyer countering Nancy Pelosi, admitting walls do work in some places.
So for the people who are living in those border states, especially with some barrier that has been constructed, would you remove those existing barriers because you say they don't work?
No, no.
So they work there.
Obviously, they work some places.
That's a big moment.
Yeah.
Gosh. Oh, they do work.
This is such a stupid argument. The Democrats ought to be ashamed of themselves for arguing that walls don't work. I mean, that's as bad as the science denier stuff. I mean, come on, folks. Just get real here. Talk about what the real issue is. You feel that it is not morally correct to exclude people that are not citizens here from being able to come and go through our borders. That's what you believe. That's what you're advocating. But stop this ridiculous, childish stuff. Walls don't work. Please.
Have you noticed when they say that they don't quote anybody?
No, of course not.
I mean, the head of the Border Patrol, the director of the Department of Homeland Security have all explained in extensive detail how walls work. And they're ignoring that and just repeating over and over that walls don't work.
Well, I'm sure they'll come up with some scientist, physicist, or construction engineer that will do a study that determined that walls don't work here, and they'll cite that study.
Right, instead of citing the people who are actually on the border, who know what we need because they work on the border.
You know, like Jim Acosta.
Every day. Yeah, well, yeah. Or they should cite Jim Acosta. Yeah. He knows. Here's Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen again.
I'm just thoroughly disappointed. This is a crisis. And the reality is that walls work. Everywhere we have put up a wall, illegal immigration has been reduced 90 to 95%. Do you want to stop the human misery that's pulled between the walls? You need a wall.
It's really hard to understand numbers like that. It's very difficult. If you're a Democrat, apparently.
Yeah.
By the way, there's so much good news on this. Steny Hoyer having to admit, okay, fine, walls work. Right? But have you noticed this? Nancy Pelosi desperately trying to stop Trump for doing the State of the Union?
Yeah.
What was the first thing you thought when you heard that? I'm just wondering if it was the same thing I thought.
Probably not, because actually, now listen, I am completely opposed to this woman. She's repulsive to me. But I was thinking, you know what? Not a bad try, Nancy. You know? Now, I completely disagree with her. But the thing is, you know, as the Speaker of the House, the invitation goes from the Speaker of the House to the Chief Executive to deliver that. So she's basically within the House rules, within her rights to delay it.
Right. Except that she said that they couldn't do it because, you know, government shutdown, can't do the security.
Well, that's which is ridiculous.
It's a total lie.
Yeah, it is.
She didn't bother to check with any of the agencies providing the security because she knew what they would say, which was that they could do it. But, you know, I thought this was a good thing. Let me tell you why. And you're right. She was within her rights to do it. It was sneaky, but she was within her rights. You know what it said to me? It said to me that Trump 8-minute Oval Office speech was so devastatingly effective that they cannot have him up in front of the country for that long. Do you realize 43 million people tuned into that?
Yeah.
His first State of the Union address ever, when, you know, his presidency was novel. People were very interested in him. They were shocked that he had won against such overwhelming odds. At 48 million people tuned in to see that. So his appeal to the public in terms of their interest in what he has to say, whether they like him or not, is still huge with a Y.
Yeah.
And that had to have shown up in polls. And you've noticed there's been almost no polling since that Oval Office.
I heard Rush mentioning that fact.
Yeah.
And that's very interesting because any other time, any other topic, oh, we've got a Pew Research poll. We got a CBS Ipsos poll. We got an NBC Wall Street Journal poll. Nothing.
There have been two generalized polls. I've read both of them. They're very, very general. And they've asked roughly the same question, which was, do you think that illegal immigration is a problem on our border? Serious problem, kind of a problem. And again, 88% of Democrats agreed it was a problem. I mean, overwhelming majorities of independents, Republicans, and Democrats in both polls agreed it was a problem. Now, they did not more specifically poll Trump and his wall. That's what's missing.
Yeah.
But you can see just in those polls an indication of how devastating the other polls must have been. And so you can see Nancy Pelosi, I don't blame her. I would do the same thing. I would try to shut this down because every time Trump gets in front of Americans on immigration, when 88% of your own party agrees illegal immigration is a problem, you can't win. Cannot win. And it means he's winning.
But the question is, though, is how is that a problem and how do you want it to react to? I mean, that's like if any time you ask me, no matter who the president is this country on the right track? I'm going to tell you, no, it's not. There's no question it is not on the right track. You know, it wasn't on the right track during Bill Clinton. It wasn't on the right track during Bush or Obama. And it's not on the right track now. There's too many things that this country is doing from a federal government and policy standpoint and cultural standpoint that, no, it's not on the right track, according to me. So it makes no difference who's in the office. But see, I'm saying that's how those types of questions, though.
Well, the problem is that the Democrats' base is so utterly radical.
Yeah.
The ones they need to win in primaries, right? That's not all Democrats, just the one they need to win in primaries, are so radical that they want no border enforcement, open borders.
Right.
It's a smaller part of the Democrat Party in a minority of the electorate, but it controls who gets the nominations. And so Democrats have to kowtow to them, and they're crazy.
Yeah.
And so Democrats literally can't do anything on border security. But to the general population, that is a completely indefensible view. Our plan is to do nothing. It would be immoral.
The ones Democrats have to get are the moderates. The ones in the middle.
Yeah, and this is not flying with them.
No, it is not.
Not at all. And listen to the. Can you imagine if the American people got the truth? Good God. Did you see this? This is a Judicial Watch, and they got a report on special interest aliens by the House Homeland Security Commission Committee. Special interest aliens are from countries outside our hemisphere, so you have to get on a boat to come here.
I thought you were talking about the X-Files for a minute there.
Well, them too. But actually, they'd qualify. Yeah. And mostly in the Middle East, Asia, and Africa, okay, that pose a national security risk. That's what special interest alien is. Listen to this. In Laredo, Texas alone, there was an astounding 300% increase in immigrants from Bangladesh, a South Asian Islamic country well known as a recruiting ground for terrorist groups such as ISIS and Al-Qaeda. That's terrifying.
Yes, it is.
Congressional investigators found that the number of special interest aliens flowing north via Latin America has increased tremendously in the last few years thanks to transnational criminal organizations that facilitate travel along drug and migrant smuggling routes. Colombian officials communicated similar numbers to the committee staff, stating that hundreds of SIAs have entered Colombia each year in the past few years. In both countries, nearly all SIA migrants were headed to the United States, had originated from Middle East, Asia, and Africa, including Syria, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Somalia, Bangladesh, India, Eritrea, and many others. That's terrifying.
But as the mainstream media will remind you,
300% increase.
No terrorists have ever crossed the U.S.-Mexico border. No terrorists have ever crossed the U.S.-Mexico border.
I'm glad you brought that up, because the report includes several disturbing cases of Islamic terrorists who made it across the U.S. via Mexico.
Yep.
Have you heard any of this, Lee, in the media? Listen to this.
No.
Among them are Mohammed Alderi, a Jordanian arrested last summer in New York for illegally smuggling special interest aliens from Yemen across the U.S.-Mexico border. There's only two groups fighting in Yemen. Both are terrorist groups.
Yeah.
It's Hezbollah and ISIS. We don't want either of them here. Others include Pakistani Sharafat Ali Khan, convicted for smuggling fellow Pakistanis with terrorism ties into the U.S. Oh, this is great. How about Somalian Abdullah Omar Fadisi, a member of the Al-Shabaab terrorist group? That's the Al-Qaeda branch there in Somalia. That's exciting. Somalian Ahmad Mohammed Dukani, a member of Al-Qaeda, linked Al-Baqarat and Lebanese Mahmoud Youssef Karani. I guess the Democrats would call this diversity.
That must be it.
Yes, it's diversity.
That must
be it. A fighter, recruiter, and fundraiser for Hezbollah. Caught him at the border, too. Karani paid a Beirut consular official $3,000 for a Mexican visa and an additional $4,000 to be smuggled into the U.S. But, I mean, other than those terrorists.
Yeah, there are no terrorists. There are no terrorists. Across the border.
Oh, and the 300% increase in Bangladeshis just in the Laredo sector. I mean, but other than them, there's no real terrorists. Oh, except for the ones that the Guatemalan president warned us they'd caught over 100 ISIS fighters from the frickin' battlefield coming into Guatemala to do what? Get into the migrant chains.
So see, it's so obvious that Trump lied about the whole terrorism from across there.
You can the lie there.
Yeah, you see it from the border.
Somewhere.
I can see Mexico from my house.
Well, Jim Acosta can see the wall right next to him.
Yes, exactly.
Wow. Our texters are on fire this morning. There's pure geniusry on the text line this morning. By the way, if you want to join the crowd, 71307 is the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes, if walls don't work, why do we put them around prisons? Ooh, that's immoral. We need to tear them down. Glad you noted that. I would encourage you to get in touch with the South Carolina Department of Justice. They probably did not know. Texter writes, the same woman, Nancy Pelosi, who won't secure the border is concerned about security on Capitol Hill during the State of the Union address. All animals are equal. Some are more equal than others. Oh, that's a good point. Ding, 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 ding. Making my mind spin this morning on the text line. Text writes, is the shutdown Trump's long game to furlough non-essential employees? Yes, ding, 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 ding again. Taking Reagan's approach to big government being the problem and not the solution. Speaking of Trump's long game, Kyle in Spartanburg. Hey, Kyle.
How you doing? Yeah, I think that might have been my text. But yeah, isn't he takes ownership of the shutdown from Pelosi and Schumer. And I just read a little article. And yeah, with 30 days of non-work, 22 work days, government employees can be furloughed, in essence, laid off. And I think this he owns. And then he brings up Reagan's point that big government is the problem, not the solution, and thus he can liquidate non-essential because the vast majority of America, I don't feel government, the shutdown, it hasn't affected me. I'm in the private sector. Maybe if I was in the government, I would feel it, but not in the private sector.
Yeah, no. And, you know, when I feel for anybody losing their job. But folks, I mean, have you read the news? I mean, there are so many unfilled jobs out there. There's another place to go to get a job. It's not like when we had a shutdown during the Great Recession. And you know, when you think about literally human lives lost versus whether some guy can pay his bills, I feel bad for anyone who can't pay their bills. That sucks. But we have people being killed right and left by illegal immigrants. 4,000 homicides, ICE arrested folks for 4,000 homicides or detained them into 2 years from 2017, 2018. That's 4,000 deaths. So anyone who says to you it's unfair for somebody who can't pay their bills, well, it's really unfair for somebody who can't pay their bills because they're dead.
Yeah, exactly. But the door swings both ways. People in private sector get government jobs all the time. So why can't a government worker get a job with their qualifications in the private sector? So you're absolutely right. I mean, they should be able to find gainful employment somewhere else if the government is not the right fit.
Yep. Amen to that. Amen to that. Thank you, Kyle in Spartanburg. I don't think I've taken a call from him before. I'd love to do that. John in Gray Court is up next. Hey, John.
Hey, listen, the wall is not about it, this is not about the immorality of a wall on our southern border. This is about the future of the Democrat Party. And I guarantee you, Tara, if the illegal immigrants were Republican-voting Cubans or Republican-voting persecuted Christians, the wall would be high, it would be thick, it would be deep, and it would be electrified.
I think it'd be mined, too.
Yeah, but yeah, you're right.
They put to mines. Oh, you kidding me? Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And they would be talking about the need for border security. But as long as terrorists come from demographics that vote 80% plus for Democrats, they want them to be here. Yeah, they blow a few things up. It's okay. That's fine. Texter writes, good morning. Yep. Another person asking the same question. Why do we need security for the State of the Union address? We don't need security at the border. Is there a real problem? Why no? There's no terrorists. There are no illegal immigrants. No illegal immigrant criminals. No illegal immigrant cartel member. No, there's none of that. So it's not happening. Didn't happen. So, yeah, I wouldn't think they would need any security at the State of the Union. Strange they want it, though. Strange they want it. How much money do you need to make to be considered rich? According to a new survey, the majority of people say that if you make $90,000 to $100,000 a year, you're rich. This is interesting, too. A majority of people believe that being poor means you make $30,000 a year or less. That's interesting. I wonder if you agree with that assessment. All right, I got to tell you what. I am proud of my husband, Rambo Loco, because it turns out he is way woke. Yeah, he is down. Ladies, he's down for the struggle. Yet, despite the toxic masculinity coursing through my house on the average day, you know why I would say he is so woke? Because, man, he was on to the pink tax way, way before the left discovered it. No. He did. Because, you know, I've told you before, I shave with men's razors. And the reason I do that is my husband figured this out before I did. I was shaving with women's razors. And we got married and he was like, being the cheapskate he is, only person I know who's cheaper than me, and that's saying something. Hey, why are you, is this what, this is ridiculous for a razor. Why don't you buy men's razors? They're cheaper. And I was like, I don't know why. So I did. I started using men's razors. They are cheaper and much better. So much better. That they paint it pink. They sell you a crappy blade and call it progress. Well, woke Gillette pink tax. Do you see the Gillette commercial? Yeah, it basically boiled down to men are bullies and sexual harassers. Oh, and rapists too. And they're really bad and they shouldn't grill either because that's sexist too. And some men are good men, but most of you suck. Could you buy our overpriced razor? It went something like this.
Is this the best a man can get? Is it?
All right, that's enough. I can't take anymore. So, the London Daily Mail and a whole horde of people on Twitter busting on Gillette for what my husband first noticed. And by the way, it was with the Venus razor, too. Those things are awful compared to a man's razor. Notice that Gillette's lady razors cost more than their male razors. Continuing to tack a pink tax onto its female-centric products. Often products are given stereotypical names and colored packaging that's specifically geared toward a certain gender. Now, wait. These folks on the left, are they not the ones who go hysterical on, well, look, you didn't pay a woman as much as a man. You didn't treat the men and the women the same. The ones who say, oh, well, if the black Barbie doll costs more than the white Barbie doll or less than the white Barbie doll, there's a problem. And we got to strip them from all the stories. Are you seeing anybody doing that to Gillette right now? No, because they're useful. One woman tweeted screen grabs of Target's website to show that a refill pack of blades for one of Gillette's popular women's razors cost $2.50 more than its male counterpart. I tell you, ladies, too, if you're shaving with a woman's razor, stop. Men's razors so much better made. By Gillette, too. It's a form of sexism. And again, my woke husband, Rambo Loco, first figured this out. Good for him. Despite both products having five blades, four Gillette Venus Extra Smooth Swirl razor blades cost $17.49, while four Gillette Fusion 5 razor blades retail for only, it's the men's, $14.99. What a bunch of hypocrites. Now they're all such hypocrites. It drives me bonkers. Oh, this is a good call. I like this. Ken in Chesney on the Ingalls Advantage Talk Line. Hey, Ken.
Hi, Tara. First of all, the Crash Bears are doing great.
Good. No, stop. Okay, so Ken, no, hold on. So people won't know what you're talking about. Ken, my son, Crash, loves bears. Ever since we went to Cade's Cove and he saw a mama bear and a baby bear. And so Ken does the public service of sending his trail cam video. I got to tell you, Ken, Crash went nuts over the bobcat. So did I.
Good.
It was cool to see that bobcat rolling around like a kitten out there in the woods.
I'm glad he enjoys it.
Yeah, could you not shoot the bobcat? Would you? Because we really kind of got attached to him. You shoot everything
no,
else.
No,
if you
no,
want.
No.
Okay, all right.
My purpose in life is to clear out the deer herd. But
good. Anyway, they need to go.
I was calling about this. You know, the media is freaking out about these government employees missing one check, which they will get when they come back to work. They will get their money when they come back to work. Where was the outcry when Obama shut down complete divisions of General Motors and tried to put the entire coal industry out of business? Where was their sympathy there?
In fact, do you remember, Ken, just to add to what you're saying, Rand Paul on a tear, because you know he's from Kentucky, which is big coal country. Do you realize under Obama, because just of Obama regulations, Senator Rand Paul said 80,000 coal jobs were lost in the state of Kentucky over the 8 years of Obama. 80,000.
Yep. Yep. And they didn't get that money back when things started back up.
Didn't.
So, you know, I don't have any sympathy, you know, for this, especially for most government employees. I did a good bit of time in the military, and I work at a job where I see the FAA and interact with them. The guys that are on the line doing inspections are great, but they tell me in D.C. it's so top-heavy. There's people that sit there and do nothing all day but put together a memo to go to a commission to determine if they need to have a meeting. And they can't get enough people on the street or to come out and help do inspections because all the budget's spent in D.C.
Yep. Yep. It's the hypocrisy is just it's endless, Ken. And then throw in the fact that Nancy Pelosi is out there demanding security. We might not have enough security for the State of the Union. Why do you deserve security for the State of the Union? We don't deserve security. We're getting killed right and left by illegal immigrants. According to Customs and Border Patrol, again, 4,000 illegals detained for homicides by Customs and Border Patrol in the last 2 years. 30,000 for sexual assaults. 35,000 alone in federal prisons. Illegal immigrants. Why don't we deserve protection from that? Why does only Nancy get protection? 800-347-1063, text line 71307. What? I'm a man that shaves with Bic Lady Razors. Really? Why? The male version of the same product was discontinued, priced the same. Oh, that's bad. No, you need to be on like Harry's or something. Texter writes, Gillette's ad is just Obama round two. They will male shame and then offer a female presidential candidate for you to apologetically vote for. Yes, it is. Texter writes, women, please don't join January. Like, I'm doing everything I can to stop that. I'm working hard for you. We've been talking about January for a while. Texter writes, I'm convinced that the blades in women's razors are the rejects from them razors for men. I would not be surprised. Since we don't shave our faces, we don't notice it like men do. Texter writes, the ad was also racist. Talking about the Gillette ad, all the protagonists were white. Most were anyway. Texter writes, same thing applies to deodorant. I know I use man deodorant too. Works so much better. It doesn't smell like baby powder either. I don't want to smell like baby. Only babies should smell like baby powder. Texter writes, as far as the pink tax, what about going to the dry cleaners? Next time you're there, ask them what it costs for a dress shirt for men and a blouse for women. Texter writes, good morning, Tara. There is a collision at 153 and 85, now backing up 153 and southbound 85 at exit 40. Thanks for reporting. Oh, thanks for your reporting. Texter writes, toxic masculism. Give me a break. I can make up words, too. How about toxic feministic masculine transgenderism? Dang, that was a mouthful. Now, I want you to know, for the record, that there really is no caravan because there's no migrant crisis because there's no illegal immigrants on the border. I mean, Jim Acosta clearly demonstrated that. So we know. And there's no reason to fear these people. As Nancy Pelosi explained, there's nothing going on the border except discrimination. Yep, no. This isn't a national security issue, you understand? It's an entry discrimination issue. I'll let Nancy explain.
The president talks about this being a national security issue. No, it really isn't. It's about a policy that is discriminatory as to where people are coming into this country.
Wait, stop. So she admits people are coming into this country. They're coming in legally, Nancy. Nobody on any side of the aisle is arguing that Trump has stopped people legally entering the country. That didn't happen. There have been any news reports about that. She's referring to those illegally entering the country. Think about this quote. This is what they get away with. We wouldn't get away with this. The media would slice and dice everything we say. She's admitting illegals are coming to the country, which is the opposite of what she's been saying. There's no crisis. She's admitting they're coming to the country. She's just saying, well, it's not fair because they're coming from south of the border. And so we're discriminating against them because of where they come. No, we're discriminating against them because they're illegal and they're breaking our laws. Listen to this. Her admitting they're coming. She just doesn't like that we discriminate against them by not letting them in.
The president talks about this being a national security issue. No, it really isn't. It's about a policy that is discriminatory as to where people are coming into this country.
Yes, discrimination. It's terrible. Terrible that people like Juan Carlos Molina can't come in here just because he's coming from south of the border and maybe was wanted on a child rape chart. Wait, what? The organizer of the latest migrant caravan in Honduras, Juan Carlos Molina, was arrested on rape charges. He did one interview too many while leading the caravan. No security concerns here, folks. There are no security. I just want to make that clear. Police in Honduras arrested 26-year-old Juan Carlos Molina, a migrant caravan organizer, who was on his way to the U.S. to seek asylum. They got him for raping his minor cousin. You want to know how they figured out he did it? She was 12 at the time. He snuck into his cousin's bedroom at night while the young girl's mother was away at work and raped her. They discovered this when she became pregnant and gave birth to his son. But I mean, other than that, he's a great guy. Nancy Pelosi would love him and probably even do a press conference with him if he could get here, but he didn't. Juan Carlos Molina skipped court dates and evaded law enforcement and ultimately became a fugitive, which is how he came to be one of the leaders of the current caravan headed here. He would have made it to the U.S. had he not been arrested after doing multiple interviews. Just doing the child rapes Americans refuse to do because they're lazy, I guess. I don't know. By the way, this was reported in Diario La Tribuna. That is the national mainstream media newspaper of Honduras. Strange that you haven't heard about this. I mean, I would think this would be big news. Well, it's just one child rapist. I mean, it's not like, you know, there's more in the caravan. Probably. Maybe. I don't know.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.